Time now for your letters. And first, a correction. We aired a story this week about a new biography of Thelonious Monk, and we said the jazz legend was diagnosed initially with manic depression and then bipolar disorder. Well, listener Joyce Richardson of Arlington, Virginia, points out that they are, in fact, the same disease. Yesterday, we honored the brief life of Baruch Levy Blum, who was born earlier this month and who lived for 10 minutes. His parents knew that he wouldn't survive long after birth, so they turned to a photographer to help capture their brief time with him. Well, many of you appreciated our story and added your own. Dr. Alan Blum of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, writes this: "Your moving story recalled one of the most inspiring patients I've met in 30 years as a family doctor. Upon learning that she would be having an anencephalic baby, one with no brain, she chose to complete her pregnancy. These are the words that she later told me. He lived 12 minutes. I wanted him to live long enough to be born, to let his 4 grandparents hold him, and when it came time to die, he would die in my arms. We were granted all 3 of those things." Brenda Hojansky of Rayland, Ohio, also had photographs taken of her stillborn son. She writes this: "My favorite picture, taken by the hospital staff, is a dark, somewhat out-of-focus shot of my 3 sons holding their brother. I was in surgery while they had their first moments with him, and it's all I have to assure myself that they got their time with him." Well, thank you for your stories and all of your letters. To write to us, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.